The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Friday, December the 14th. We're about 10 days away from Christmas Eve.
Just about here.
And Dr. David Newman is with us. Good to have you here. Rose Heart Hypnotherapy Success Centers. And this being the middle of the holiday,
right.
A lot of times, this is the time of the year we're supposed to be happy. We're supposed
right.
to be carefree. But a lot of people are hurting. This time of year,
a lot of people
because they've lost someone,
mm-hmm.
Their family or their friends. Maybe they don't have the job that they wanted, or they feel stressed because of everything they're supposed mm-hmm. to do. We don't have to feel that way, do we?
No, actually you don't. And one of the strangest things that I've noticed, particularly over last Christmas and this Christmas time, okay, is I'm seeing an increase of people that are feeling physical pain because they're depressed or because they're trying to fight and hang on and they're worried about being able to do as well as we did years previous, because Christmas time is not a time to worry about what type of stuff am I going to get. But the reality is unfortunately, most of us kind of look at that and judgments are made and people feel like they're being judged on what gifts do I give, what parties do I go to, and things like that. And that's really not what it's all about. But we do have some great things that can help. One of the things that I've got, and I've offered it in the past, and your listeners have been fantastic at wanting it, is the 5-Minute Miracle. And as I've told you in the past, we specifically set up the 5-Minute Miracle to de-stress anyone in exactly 5 minutes and 24 seconds. And you know, all you have to do is just simply drop me a line at the email at clinic.mohyp.com, and we will send it to you via email. It's an MP3, very small. Pop it onto anything that'll listen to it. You can listen to it even while you drive. Mm-hmm. It will not put you into hypnosis, but it'll help. The other thing, though, that I'm noticing...
And there's no charge for that.
There's no charge, no.
Yeah.
I mean, this is our way of giving back. We do it every year, as you know. But the other thing that I've noticed, particularly with this year, is I'm seeing a lot more people doing self-medication. And I don't know if you see that very much or not, but people are starting to ask for prescription pills or take prescription pills, more of them. And they're also starting to drink and sometimes using recreational drugs simply to numb themselves because they're feeling so much. And that is something that I've really noticed over about the past 2 years. There's an I don't know exactly how to put it, a strange vibration, if you will, or something. It seems like the energy levels are just higher. And it could be a combination of other things. The economy may or may not be as good as what it was for you the previous years. You could be worried about possible layoffs and things like that. So people are focusing this on themselves, they're internalizing it. And when they do psychologically, they hurt. And when you hurt psychologically, you just want the pain to go away. I equate that to kind of like going to a dentist office when you've had a toothache. And I don't know if you've ever had a toothache, but most of us that have don't see the dentist when it feels that first little twinge of pain.
No, you put it off.
You put it off as long as you can.
You think it's going to go away.
And it doesn't. It gets worse and worse. And finally, when you do see that dentist, it's do whatever you have to do. Just make the pain stop. This is what's happening to people when they start self-medicating, whether it's drinking, using recreational drugs. It's all I want to do is stop feeling.
So what can we do in a healthy way
mm-hmm.
to tell our minds we need to feel better and we can feel better about ourselves?
That's the first thing. And anytime you talk to hypnotherapists, any self-help people, the first thing they're going to say is if you want to change your outcome, you change your thoughts. And there's so much truth in that. But that's also much easier said than done. So the way that I always work with people that are not using hypnotherapy, okay, just regular people so you can do this at home, is to sit down there and make one change a day. Just one. And it may be I would like to lose weight and I'd like to exercise more. Fine. Let's start off with the basics. We all walk. We walk to go from point A to point B, even if it's inside the house. So get yourself just a little pedometer, very inexpensive, just to measure your steps, okay? Look at it today. It says I walked, 1,500 steps. Tomorrow, 1,501 step. Just one more step. In reality, you're going to do a lot more than one more step. But if you take that little baby step, you're not going to get the resistance from the subconscious of going no. The more that you begin to move around, the endorphins start popping in your brains, and guess what? You can't focus on more than one thing at a time. I can't be depressed and have endorphins popping making me feel good at the same time and feel depressed.
The other thing, correct me if I'm wrong, but okay, we did a segment on this, is that if you take in deep breaths,
yes,
breathe very deeply, almost to the point where you start to feel a little lightheaded.
Yeah.
That's releasing endorphins also.
Absolutely,
correct?
It is.
So
absolutely.
Sit in the chair very quietly and take in deep breaths.
That's right. Or, you know, there's a number of other things that you can do.
I'm feeling lightheaded right now.
Yeah, you can do it. Don't hyperventilate, whatever you do. The other thing that a lot of people have done, and this sounds a little odd to a lot, but various types of music create vibrational aspects in our body. Okay, find yourself, and it sounds silly, but for this time of year, it's really good. Find yourself some harp music.
Yeah.
Okay, the vibrations of the harp strings being plucked actually come through the recording, and you will see your body begin to shift and change, and your mood will shift
harp
and change
music
with it.
Harp. Maria Trevor, we had her on the show, I think about two
I
months
remember
ago.
Her.
Maria Trevor
I remember
plays
her.
Beautiful harp music, and she's got a CD out.
Great, get it.
Okay?
Get it.
And so you're saying put on harp music.
Harp music.
Listen to harp music.
Mm-hmm.
And take deep breaths.
Deep breaths, and just focus on the things that you want to have happen, not necessarily things that are happening. Because one of the problems that we all have is we'll go into a downward spiral if we begin to, I don't want to say have a pity party for ourselves, but if we begin to look at all the things that we don't have, let's shift it. Let's look at the things
that
we
do
have.
What we do have. And change the way you think.
That's right.
Tell yourself, hey, I've got it pretty good. And, I tell myself that every day,
and it
David,
works.
Because I do have it pretty good.
Yeah.
I have a wonderful life. I say sometimes I have to pinch myself.
That's right.
To say, is this real?
Yeah, we're very fortunate.
Yes.
We're
very positive fortunate. And say, you've got it good. If people want more information, David, how can they contact you?
They can come to our website, which is http://mohyp.com. You can write me directly at david@mohyp.com or call our toll-free number, 888-604-9997.
Okay, I hope we've been some assistance to folks in de-stressing a little bit.
I hope so, and I hope that they go ahead and get that MP3.
All right, David, thank you. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio's Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Eric Stazak, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. We'll see you Monday. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.